When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Can we start it like, are you recording?
Yeah, I'm recording. Okay.
Can we start it like just casual? Like, this wine tastes really good.
Super casual.
Let's talk.
Hello, everybody. Oh. Happy Friday. Happy Friday. Happy birthday.
Happy
to Nicole
my
Hill.
Birthday.
Happy birthday, baby.
Thank you.
We are back here for another Bread and Wine, my friends, and it is my lovely wife's birthday.
Hi, everyone.
It's a great day. We've had a good day.
It's been a great day.
Yeah. So on this show, Nicole and I get together and we have random chats about what's going on in our lives. And yeah, just a husband and wife taking a glass of wine and enjoying it on a Friday. It's kind of like our happy hour almost, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Opportunity for us to relax a little bit.
Happy slash awkward conversation slash.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Lots of slashes. Like,
yeah.
On that awkward slashy note, why don't we jump right into it? I know you're all about brevity lately. You're just like, hey, let's jump right into this stuff.
Yeah. So let's go.
Lead us, my dear.
Today, I want to talk about something that we've run into a lot this week, probably more so than like this entire last year. Than ever. And it's judgment.
Oh,
judgment day. Dun, dun, dun. So with COVID, it's brought a whole other level of, you know, just different reasons to judge each other. And I want to talk a little bit about that. I want to talk about both sides of it. I want to talk about when we feel judged, how we handle it. And I want to talk about when we judge others, because as much as you and I strive to be good people and to be, you know, thoughtful and put ourselves in other people's shoes, I mean, we're human. And I think it's a natural reaction.
Sure.
You know, we've heard, I don't remember where we heard this, but we were watching something, maybe a documentary. I don't know. Maybe it was just a silly show or maybe somebody told us this on the street, but we've heard about like the lizard brain, right? Mm-hmm. Lizard brain. So we have like the brain, the part of the brain that reacts initially to things. It's what gets you, you know, out of really sticky situations. It's the fight or flight. It's your initial reaction to things. And then we have the more evolved part of the brain that takes a little while to catch up. And so we might initially, let's say we walk into somebody's beautiful new home, we might initially, our reaction is to feel super jealous.
I want that.
And I want you to not have it, you know, kind of a thing. But then our rational brain, our more evolved portion of the brain jumps in and is like, come on, don't feel that way. It's like the devil and the, you know, maybe it's the interpretation of the devil and the angel on your shoulder.
Sure.
So with all that said, I think you and I, as much as we'd love to be like super evolved and like, you know, not have those kind of gross reactions, we have been judgmental.
Sure.
So I want to talk about both aspects, both being judged, how we handle that, and then when we feel judgmental, what we do.
Good topic.
Okay. So one thing that comes to mind is this past week, there's been a lot of talk about whether we want our kids to go back to school full time. Mm-hmm. And our community is kind of split. There's some people that feel super passionate about kids going back to school full time, back to normal. And then there's a lot of people that feel as though, you know, their physical safety is most important and kids shouldn't be going back. And we're, you know, it's selfish to, I mean, I don't know. I don't want to put words in anybody's mouth, but for many reasons, they feel like it's wrong. So How did you feel when we spoke up on the board meeting for our school and spoke out as to why we think that we should go back to school?
How did I feel about it? So just to give everybody a background, we have a lot of discussions in our community, and we have the ability to have public comment. And normally it would be in person, but they've been on Zoom calls for the past year. And for the past, I think maybe 3 or 4 weeks, Nicole and I have joined in, not for all of them, but a few of them. And we are passionate about getting our children back to school. Yes, in a very safe, you know, way, obviously, but we both feel that we've gotten to a point where the cases have gone down so much in our community, and with the CDC recommending that this is a safe thing for us to do, this might be self-serving, but we are all about our kids going back, not just half days, but like regular old school. And so your question is, how did I feel about us speaking up? Yeah, I think it's fantastic. And full transparency, you led the charge. And I was very proud to stand by your side as you were, you know, voicing your opinion. And I thought it was a tough spot, because for a couple weeks, there was a lot of teachers voicing their health concern about going back and not wanting to get sick. And then on the other side, there's lots of parents who are saying, we need our kids to come back to school. The mental damage that's happening, the depression that's sinking in, the dropping grades that are sinking in on the parent's side is saying, this is worse than the potential of our kids getting sick. And there was a point in time, I believe, that I was so fearful of what's going on with COVID and coronavirus that I was like, this is the right thing to do. Let's stay home. Let's be safe. Let's do the thing. And now it's been a whole year, and we are coming to a point where the cases continue to subside here in our area. We have learned a ton over the past year about how to keep people safe and how our society can keep moving forward. So I felt like your comments were fantastic, and voiced the day in the life of what was going on in our lives. And I think that was important for our community as a whole to come together. We had a thousand plus people come together to say, hey, this is the time.
But all of that, like the specifics of that, the school and our view and all of that aside.
Yeah. Okay.
Speaking in terms of, we know a lot of people, I mean, we've reached out for like, hey, would you be open to a play date? And mind you, it's very cold in Michigan, so we can't really be having like outdoor play dates right now.
Sure.
But like, you know, with masks, whatever, would you be open to a play date? And we've gotten shot down quite a few times.
Sure.
And I mean, I'm somebody that's pretty sensitive to what people think. And yeah. I wish I wasn't
that
way.
Sure.
I've tried to combat that my entire life, you know, like just don't think about it. Just don't care what people think, but I'm sensitive.
Yeah.
I'm sensitive. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think it was hard for me. Like I felt super
to be
judged.
Denied. Like
I felt judged, by the, you know, speaking up. But I felt it was important for my children's mental health.
Yeah.
So that's why I forced myself to do it. But how do you deal? Okay, so let's take a step back from the whole school controversy, mm-hmm. because that's a whole other can of worms, I think. So let me put it in a different situation. What's a good example of the last time that you felt judged? Maybe when was the last time that you, let's put it in financial terms, since it's marriage, kids, and money.
About the YouTube this week, I've been judged.
Yeah, you have, but that's a whole other topic, okay. Which we'll get to in the next few episodes. But when was the last time that you felt judged based on like either a money decision or you judged someone else on their money decisions that you can remember?
I remember. I mean, I remember conversations that you and I have had about money that I feel judged.
Like what?
Well, we've talked about a lot of them on the show. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I judge you all the time.
Yeah, you do.
But I'm like your wife. I love you. That's different than, I think, than being judged by
sure
other people like who my like best you friend can't judging hash me. Yeah, it out sure. with.
Can hash it out with you. That's true.
We can hash it out.
That's true. I don't know. I don't know if I feel a lot of judgment from other people with regard to financial decisions I've made. I also, as you pointed out, I don't care as much as some people about what people think of
how
me.
Do you do that?
I really don't. I just...
No, how do you not care?
I don't know. I'm going to be who I'm going to be, and I like me. And if they don't, then I don't care. I really don't.
Where do you get that from?
I don't know. My parents raised me that way. my mom and dad told me I was a very special boy my entire life and gave me eighth. I got trophies when I got eighth place in swimming. Because I'm a millennial, baby. What's up, Kelly?
I am first place at being last.
I know, man. I'm good at that. I'm good at that. I mean, honestly, maybe it was a little bit of like overconfidence built into my childhood, but it's oozed into my adulthood, and it helps me to rub things off. I wasn't always that way. I got picked on a lot when I was younger, and I really did not like it. And but over time, I just learned that I am who I am, and judge away. I mean, if it's one of my good friends, as you pointed out, I consider you my best friend. So if you're really my best friend, then you'll talk to me about it and we'll hash it out together and you can share your difference in opinion.
That's interesting. So if I'm reading this correctly, you're saying that the closer the person is to you, the more you care about their judgment?
Absolutely.
Huh. It makes sense.
Why wouldn't you? Well, if it's somebody I barely know or I don't really regard that much, and they say, hey, so I'm thinking of the YouTube stuff. It's like some person who treats me like crap on the internet. Like, I don't even know who you are.
Totally.
You
don't care? You think you can delete that comment and not think about it again?
It's been deleted.
It's been deleting.
It's been deleting. I mean, yeah. I mean, okay. there's a level with which I will care of somebody judging me. If my wife thinks I'm doing something really wrong and wants to share that with me, that'll impact my life much more than a passerby in the street. I really don't care what the general population thinks of me.
Okay. Okay. So... And I think I, unfortunately, like, I'm super sensitive to, like...
And I don't think there's, like... I don't think that it's not something that, wrong with you.
It's
I think,
not that what you think about me doesn't impact me, right. But, like, thinking about strangers having a conversation about me in a negative way, like, makes me feel really sad. I know, and I wish I didn't let anything
We're doing,
like that
a live thing right now, so I commend you for being here. Like my friend Kelly just chimed in and said 100% me too. So she's
cheers, Kelly.
Yeah.
What's wrong? Why are we so, we need that t-shirt that says, excuse me while I overanalyze everything. It's like one of my favorite t-shirts.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, and so cheers for facing your fears then, I guess, and embracing the unknown because that's a big deal. And I mean,
okay. So back to the, I got to bring us back to the judgment thing.
Okay.
So yes, I think the last year has been crazy with the amount. I mean, it's always been there, the amount of judgment and especially with social media and, you know, I think, oh, man,
yeah, what were we changing the name so of Facebook to earlier? We went from Brag Book to Judge Book?
Yes. Yeah, it used to be.
Well, I mean, that's serious. We were talking about that earlier today. So, like, you have with Facebook or social media in general, depending on your level of, I don't know, your situation over the last year, like, if you had the ability to spend time in a close-knit group of people that you felt good, that was like your pod. and you guys took a picture together. And maybe you all decided, hey, that was great that we took that picture, but please don't post that because I am fearful for the judgment of society right now.
That there's six of us next to each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Yeah. So
now
there's
is it right not wanting to put
yeah. stuff on social media for fear of judgment, even though that's, right. it should just be like, hey, this is who I am. This is what I believe in. I should just be proud of that. Put it out there. If you're going to judge me, you're going to judge me. But instead there's this element of, well, shoot, I just don't even want to deal with that. And sure. so I'm going to hide and just not even like be in the public eye and not post. There's also like, so you have a newsletter.
Yes.
That goes out to how many people?
2,000.
And we're going to Florida pretty soon. Mm-hmm. And you were thinking, hey, we have got two kids. We would love to do a meetup at a like a park on the beach. And, you know, we could be safe about it. It's not like we're going to sit there and French kiss everyone. I mean, maybe.
I mean, but, depends on who's there.
No, but we're, you know, I mean, yeah, it's like we'll be outside. We could wear masks. We're not going to be, you know, passing around like the same drink and drinking out of the same cup. Like there's a way to do it and be safe. Right. But there's still this element of you're afraid when you send out the invite.
Sure.
That there would be some judgment because you're sending it out to 2,000 people yep. and saying like, hey, if anybody lives in this area mm-hmm. in Florida, you know, if you want to meet up on the beach and have the kids play at a play area, and you're afraid that there would be some judgment.
I was, yeah. And I still am a little bit, but mostly I mostly want to meet up with people who are also ready, who are interested in having people, you know, hang out with kids in a socially distanced way, in a safe way. I don't know. You know, I think you can find a middle ground.
So in that instance, you were like thinking like, okay, I'm going to do it. And if people are going to judge me, they're just going to judge me.
I think so. Yeah. Yeah.
What do you do? And we're past our 15 minutes, but like real quick, let's touch on. What do you do when you feel that feeling of judgment coming on?
Of me. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I mean, I don't want to say that I'm perfect at all. I definitely judge. It's a goal of mine to be less judgmental. You know, I've read books where I've read a book called Complaint Free World, and I thought it was really, really cool, and I love the concept of it. And for a period of time, I would wear this like rubber band around my wrist. That would remind me that if I'm about to gossip about somebody or judge somebody, then that's not the person that I want to be. So if I did it, then I'd have to move it to the other wrist until I earned it back where I wasn't judging. And it was like, it's a good thing to strive for. And I did it for a while. And I constantly try to remind myself of that. But I don't know, maybe it is a human reaction to see something happening and then supply your opinion.
Okay, I'm going to give you an example.
Okay.
I have a family member who has recently jumped on the bandwagon of Dogecoin.
Right, yeah.
And yeah. I think your initial reaction was judgmental.
It was.
I mean, I'm not saying it's wrong.
No, it was. It was judgmental. And
it's judgmental because it's just not something you fundamentally agree with.
Right. Well, yeah, yes, I don't fundamentally agree, and I'll say that right now, that making cryptocurrency your only way to save for retirement, I don't. But in the same sense, after I got off my high horse of judgment, I honestly, in my heart of hearts, wish her the best of luck, and I really hope it works out. I hope I'm eating my words that she's a Bitcoin millionaire in...
Yeah.
In a month or two or a year or whatever. And
I hope so too.
You know?
I think what happened maybe was your lizard brain had that reaction. Mm-hmm. And then once you decided, like you were able to cool down and think about it with your evolved brain.
Yes.
You were like, hey, I don't have the right to be judgmental. No. I make decisions. Like, I mean, you decided we should pay off our house. You decided we could have made a lot more money in the stock market.
Absolutely.
Like we could have, you know, there are different ways to skin a cat.
Yes. Oh, no, we're not skinning any cats.
So we love cats. Sad. I love our cats. But yeah, there are different ways to do something. And I don't think, that there's, I don't think there's a right or a wrong way.
Yeah,
and I think we need to remind ourselves. And I hope that other people do too. Like, we all live in glass houses.
We do. We do. All of us. And, yeah. and thinking about the school conversation, to all the teachers out there, we are so appreciative of everything that you are doing for our children, because you're raising our children sometimes more than we are when school is in session.
True.
And then to the parents out there, we are feeling the reality of what is going on over the last year. There's a lot more stuff happening at home that is not shared in society, and it's scary. So there's,
yeah,
to only say one is right, one is wrong, black or white, I think that's where the danger comes for a lot of judgment, and yeah. whether it's school stuff or anything else, you know.
So just putting yourself in somebody else's shoes, or like empathy, or, you know, I think that helps to combat, yeah, maybe judgment.
I do.
I think it's always going to happen.
Yeah.
Even if we think we're perfect, or we strive to be, you know, as close to perfect as we can, it's always going to happen. Oh my God. Do you remember what, before we had kids, all the things that we like, oh, we'll never do that.
Oh,
now
yeah.
We do all of it.
I'm never going to let my kids be on the iPad that much. I'm never going to let my kids eat junk food. You know what we do all the time?
We do all of it.
All of it. One that I held on to for a really long time was like, I think having your kids in travel sports, that's crazy. Uh-huh. There's no way that I would ever let my weekends be eaten up. And it's like, if my son loves soccer as much as he does at 6 years old right now, and he just says, Dad, I want this to be my thing. I want to do travel soccer. You know who's going to be there every
freaking
weekend?
Coach?
I know who's going to be the coach. <You know? laughs> So, great point.
I know. It's just like, never say never. Maybe that's my key takeaway.
Yeah, all
really.
Right. Number one key takeaway, never say never.
Just try to be empathetic. Put yourself in other people's shoes, and remember that we all live in glass houses, and just do our best. We will do our best. Let's everybody do our best to stop the judgment.
I agree. Yeah. and number three, be kind. Be kind to people right now, especially right now. This is a really sticky time right now for a lot of people with everything that's gone on in the last year plus. So if you are already not putting your like super kind hat on, just try it a little bit more and treat people with respect. I know we're trying to, and we've got a lot of way to go too. We know we're not perfect. We know that we can improve. So
I don't know. Cheers to improvement.
Cheers to
this
improvement.
This is a little bit of a downer of an episode, but that's all right.
I think people might be feeling it. Who knows?
It's real.
This is some real stuff. Happy birthday, baby.
Thanks.
Hey, everybody, if you have some contribution on this conversation, I know this is a lot of things going on right now. Sometimes it's nice to just share with other people what's going on. If you want to shoot us a voicemail, you can do that at marriagekidsandmoney.com/voicemail. You can leave some comments in the stream here on YouTube, or shoot us a note at Andy Hill MKM on any social media. We love hearing from everybody. Kelly, thank you so much for chiming in. My buddy Kelly's actually been very supportive on my YouTube journey.
And whatever you send to us, we will not judge you. Or maybe we will in the beginning, and then we'll like be like, all right, we're jerks.
We're lizard brain first, evolved brain next.
Yeah.
It's perfect. And Joe says a professional overthinker here. So yes, Joe's feeling
cheers,
you
Joe.
As well. So everybody, thank you very much for your comments.
Wine slows it down.
Yeah. Wine helps a little bit. All right. Cheers, baby.
Cheers. Bye, everyone.
We'll see you guys next week.